Welcome back to 1-2 Punchboard. My name is Luke.
My name is Phil.
And today we're going to be finishing off our 3-week review session of Blue Orange Games. This time we're going to be taking a look at Planet, a game that was released, I want to say in 2017. Another review copy from Blue Orange that we released at PAX Unplugged. Phil, why don't you take it away with the explanation of how the game works.
Sure. At the beginning of the game, you are given a empty, barren planet. That barren planet has 12 sides. Those 12 sides are magnetic, and on the board there is going to be 10 stacks of magnetic pieces that you will attach to the board throughout the game. Each round, players will reveal the magnetic pieces, which are randomly shuffled. They're not in any specific order. Revealing 5 of them, those 5 will be flipped over. Players draft them, picking one at a time and placing one of those 5 onto their planet. If you have fewer players than 5, the rest of those will go to a pile for later down the road in the first 2 rounds. After the first couple rounds, those will instead go into a discard pile. The object of the game is you have a secret goal where you want to achieve usually some kind of land, multitude of landmass. So the magnetic tiles that you're attaching are basically 5 pieces of land, all in triangle formats, forming a hex. And those are water, ice, dirt, sand, and forests.
And deserts.
Well, sand.
Oh, right. Duh.
Sand is desert, Luke. God. So you're connecting these, trying to, for your secret goal, get the most of a specific land type. But also during the game, you start getting to, after the first round, once you have a planet kind of established, you start to compare each other's planets and figure out who is most attractive, whose planet is most attractive to certain animals. And those animals are laid out on the board in front of you, so you can plan ahead, which is nice. As you're... So each round, you'll look at the planet and you'll say, okay, who has the most of this specific thing? Like sharks, they love water. So who has the most water? And that person will receive the shark card, which will be scored at the end of the game. If the animals you draw are the same as the kind of terrain you are trying to build for your secret goal, you receive 1 point per animal. If the animals are a different type, which encourages you to obviously go with a diverse planet, then if, for instance, you have a buffalo, which has a specific land type that is not water, and you're collecting water, then you'll receive 2 points at the end of the game for each animal that does not match your secret goal. That is the game. The game is played through 12 rounds. At the end of the game, basically, you are just tallying up the score. So as you go through the game, more and more animals become available. So the first couple rounds is only 1, then 2, then 3. If for some reason somebody is tied for a terrain that an animal likes, if both Luke and I had the same number of water tiles for the shark, for instance, that shark would just move on to the next round, meaning hopefully somebody will have more water on the next round. And that's pretty much the game.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple and straightforward system that provides a lot of really interesting choices early on. And when you're first playing the game, you're not really cognizant of those early choices, but you essentially see all of the animals that you could possibly collect over the course of the game from turn 1, meaning that you can plan 12 turns in advance and try to, you know, sort of stipulate how you might build around getting certain animals. And that's not to say you have perfect information. The tiles that come out and what terrains are on them are randomized and revealed, except for the final 2 rounds, where those are composed of discarded leftovers from the past rounds. But for the most part, you have a lot of really neat thought processes to consider and to sort of make your way through as you're building your unique planet. And the fact that it's this big 3D model that you get to hold and turn over in your hand is huge.
Yeah, I really like the fact that it's magnetic. It is spherical. It's basically 12-sided, obviously. But it is interesting to have to keep track of your own planet because you're trying to spin it around and be like, okay, how... Because some of the goals for the animals are like, you have to have a certain amount of water that isn't touching a certain amount of this. So you really want to, as you're building out your planet and as you're spinning it, kind of keep track of, okay, I have water, but it's all touching, you know, forests. So I need to build a section of my planet that doesn't if I want to get that animal down the road. Mm-hmm. Which is, it's cool, and it's very, for somebody who is very into touching things and moving things around and things being visual, it was nice to like have something that, I mean, I didn't put my planet down the whole time we played just because I'm constantly spinning it in my hands and looking at it. And I really liked that element of it.
Mm. What's interesting is that there's no change between how the game is set up for a four-player game versus a two-player game. Obviously, it's not going to be as competitive to for taking the different tiles from the board because you have less people to fight over them with, essentially. Mm-hmm. You're always going to have at least four options on your turn. But that doesn't mean that the game isn't, you know, very competitive.
Yeah.
The game we just played tied at exactly 18, and it came down to the tiebreaker to show that Phil, of course,
is much better at building planets than Luke.
Yeah, that's fair. I've never been a long-term plan kind of guy. I'm always in the moment.
Okay. So you like build like a hemisphere and then you're done.
Right.
Gotcha.
Just, you know, a quickie.
Yeah.
A quickie hemisphere. Yeah. And go home. But I think that's really interesting, and some people might be bothered by that. I think it's a little freeing.
Yeah.
It allows for players to make quicker and more concise decisions and makes for a pretty, like, you know, fast-paced game.
Yeah, with the two players, it was very fast. I felt mm-hmm. like we were moving right along. I mean, it's only 12 rounds, so it's very, like, you had to make a decision, I made a decision, round done,
mm-hmm.
which is nice.
And then we checked for scoring parameters
yep.
and curse at each other, of
yep.
course.
Exactly.
Because...
And I was just flaunting my shark in your face.
Mm-hmm. Shark bait, hoo-ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always, I think that's the funniest part of this game, is when there are people who tie on a specific card, or if someone wins a card with a single tile.
Mm.
Like, I have one ice, and no one else has ice. That's
yeah.
always, like, super funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm just going to make a big ocean. And then I was like, oh, that's a bad idea, because it's touching a lot of things, and that would be horrible for a lot of these animals.
Yeah, and depending on, like, there was definitely points in this game where I looked at a card and I looked back at my plan and I looked at a card and I looked back at my plan and I went, well, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Because I did not plan, like, 8 turns in advance for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh, well.
I just banked on you not planning 8 turns in advance, and so I just planned, like, 3 turns in advance.
That's a good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a winning strategy in just about anything. But, yeah, honestly, Planet, I'd say, is my favorite blue-orange game to date.
I really, really like it, honestly. It's fun. It's simple, which is, again, something that with the people I get to the table sometimes, it's a simpler game that I can explain quickly is gold. So this is a game that people will enjoy. The one nice thing about it is because you have that planet in your hand, it's really hard to get distracted by other things.
Mm-hmm.
The game pulls you in, just like when we talked about Slide Quest last time, it pulls you in because there's something to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that, just holding your own specific planet that you're building, trying to think ahead as you're doing this, even though the game is very simple in its mechanisms and its rules, it is something you can kind of hone in and focus rather than sitting at a table and being like, whose turn is it? What's happening? Why aren't you going? Why'd you get up from the table? This is something that keeps you focused, which I really appreciate. I really think that's an intentional thing with this game.
Mm-hmm. And unlike something like Photosynthesis, I don't know if you've ever played that.
I've not played it.
It's a similar game in terms of the nature theme, you know, very loosely, but also about having a big table presence and having a simple rule book. The thing with Photosynthesis is that it's a game that is very punishing. Like, every move you make, if you make a single wrong move early in the game, you might as well just throw in the towel. Like, it is a very perfect information, thoughtful, like, hard game. With this, it feels a lot less punishing and a lot more funny.
Yeah.
It's quicker, it's lighter, it's more, I think, engaging for me personally as a player. I'm more invested in building a planet than watching my trees grow and then mm-hmm. eventually cutting them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I think this game, Planet, is where I really started to pay a lot more attention to blue-orange.
Mm-hmm.
It provided that experience that was not quite medium weight, maybe medium light
yeah.
weight, that really invites newer players into the experience while also giving people who play a lot of games like us
mm-hmm.
something more meaty to get invested in.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think this is definitely a game that runs that gamut, where it's like, you know, new people could definitely pick this up and learn it quickly and play it quickly. And experienced players, they might spend more time like planning ahead and drafting more specifically and intentionally. But really it's very good in that, that it just runs that whole spectrum.
So yeah, ultimately, I'd recommend playing it to just about anyone. I've had a lot of people play it with me and go, oh wow, I need to pick this up. Like, it's very popular in a lot of the gaming groups that I've played it in. And it's one of those games that I've played multiple times in a row, like one after the other, which I do not do with games generally.
Yeah, I could definitely see playing this a few times in a row, especially like if the crowd is really enjoying it, which is rare.
So that those are our thoughts on Planet, and that brings us to our conclusion of the Blue Orange 3 weeks Bonanza Extravaganza whoop-de-doo. Very, you know, technical term.
Whoop-de-doo is very technical term. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you pulled it out. I don't know if our listeners could wrap their heads around it.
I'm very stressed just even saying it. Yeah, as
I
you
would
tell.
I would be. We might have to edit that part out.
It seems reasonable.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for checking us out as always. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. What is your favorite Blue Orange game and why is that? Check us out on Facebook. Check out Infectious Play Publishing on Facebook as well, our partners. And yeah, we'll see y'all next time with some more fun games.